goodness, just made it. Jeez, I wish I had a car. Lugging a big bag of books to work every Monday is such a pain. Crap. I got on in time, but of course, all the seats are taken. My back is going to be killing me tomorrow. Me? I can have your seat? No, that's... Thank you, young man. That's really sweet of you. That's better. Thank you again, sweetie. Oh, don't say that. Helping a lady out isn't nothing. Far from it. I'm glad to know there are still boys out there who know how to treat a woman. Oh, no need to get all flustered. Look at you. You can't even look me in the eye. How adorable. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were in the middle of reading a book. How rude of me. It's not that good anyway? Can I ask what's it's called? Oh, that one. I've heard of it. It's really a shame that the author put out such an underwhelming sequel when the first book did so well. If you're into that genre, though, I would recommend the Dune series by Frank Herbert, or something by Isaac Asimov, or The Handmaid's Tale. That one's my favorite. Sorry. I got a little carried away. Sorry, I just really love books. You should jot those titles down, though. They're classics. You've already read them. Really? Wow, you're a real bookworm. I wouldn't have thought so by looking at you. What do I mean? Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You just seem like the type of boy who might spend his time at the mall picking up girls rather than with his nose in a book is all. Really? Well, allow me to apologize for misjudging you. I wasn't expecting to meet such an eccentric young man today.
Next stop. Downtown Station.
Oh, that's me.
Downtown Station.
Back to carrying these books again. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you, cutie. Maybe I'll catch you again sometime on this route. Oh, this is your stop too. Well, lucky me then. Oh no, I can't let you carry this. Not after you offered me your seat. Are you sure? Thank you, sweetheart. You're a lifesaver. And there you go. If it gets too heavy, you can always give it back to me. Oh, who am I kidding? You'll be just fine with those arms. Blushing? Again? Goodness, if I didn't know any better, I think you have a thing for women like me. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I just like teasing. If anything, it's me who has a thing for boys like you. I'm not carrying that bag anymore, but my feet are still killing me. I really shouldn't have worn heels today. What? You want to look down? No, I don't mind. I don't wear clothes like this for people not to see me. No occasion. I just like this usually. It's for work. Where? At the downtown library. That's where I'm headed right now. I'm the librarian there. That bag you're carrying is our new additions. Oh, you're headed there too. What for? Wait, a job interview? Does that mean you're the new intern? Wow, what a coincidence. I got the notice we were getting new staff just yesterday. I heard something about them being high school or college age, but I didn't expect to run into you on the way here. Well, I'm actually relieved you're the one I'm going to be working with. I was pretty unsure about the idea of a younger employee, but judging from your interest in books, I say you're more than qualified. Why even hold an interview? Ah, yes, that's right. Your position is my assistant. Don't worry, it's not too hard. I'd be delighted to show you the ropes when we get there. Ooh. Excellent. I can already tell I'm going to enjoy having you around. It can get a bit dull and lonely sometimes. I mean, it is a library after all. But we should be fine as long as we aren't too loud. I hope you don't mind chatting a little. Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'll give you adequate time to read and get your own work done as well. Just don't leave poor old me without your company for too long. How did I become a head librarian? Believe it or not, I was an intern there, just like you, not too long ago. I've always loved books, and it seemed like a mellow part-time job for me in college, and by the time I graduated, I'd become so good at it that I just decided to stay. Well, look at you, smooth talker. You're right. Being a librarian does require a bit of education. I wouldn't say it myself, but if you say I'm smart, then I won't refuse the compliment. How about you? I assume you applied for the internship for the same reason as me. I thought so. If I can return the compliment, you must be pretty smart yourself. Hey, that's not fair. I accepted yours. Shouldn't you accept mine? Good boy. Oh, wow, that really made you go quiet, didn't it? Looks like I found your weakness. All right. I'm still just teasing. That's fun seeing you get all starstruck. Well, you're off the hook for a bit. Look where we are. Yep, this is it. Come on, I'll give you a little tour. Okay, so to the left is the adult section. The right is the kids. Straight down is the door to the staff offices. And a bit past that is the cafe. They have these amazing vegan oatmeal cookies. I'll have to treat you to one sometime. All right, let's head to my desk. Yours will be right next to it. And here it is. Ignore the clutter. There's just too many books and papers and... I'm too lazy to deal with it. You can do whatever you want with your desk, though. Yep. That's the one. You're right next to me. So if you need anything, just ask me. If I'm not too busy napping, that is. Oh, right. About your work. Okay. You'll mostly be dealing with helping people find books and check them out. It's pretty simple. We might be called to sort out shelves and things like that later, but... we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Oh yeah, and if you ever happen upon people returning their books late or making noise, make sure to report them to me. And I'll make sure they're dealt with properly. Okay? Thanks. Scary. If you say so. Yeah, I just care a lot about this library. It's like my baby. So, just be a good boy and do as I say. You'll be just fine. Otherwise, I might have to give you a little punishment to keep you in line. You don't want that. Now, do you? There you go again. God, I'm so mean, but you're just so easy. Well, have a seat then, and if you see someone who looks like they might need help, just go and ask them. Hmm? Who? Her? The girl there in the fantasy section? Pretty one. Nice hair, glasses. Are you sure? I mean, I guess she looks like she might need some help. But how about I handle it? You can just watch and see how it's done. What? I'm not acting jealous. Oh, come on. Don't be silly. I thought I was the one who teases here. All right. Go ahead and chat up your little crush then, pretty boy. Just don't leave me alone for too long. I'll be waiting for you.